Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 168. This is the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We're happy
Hello.
To be here.
Hello.
No.
Hello. Cheerio.
Episode 168.
Woof. We're getting up there in age.
I want to say there are a couple of people that have been tweeting us that are very, very far behind. So I want to shout out to give me a shot here. Jahan Mortazavi.
What about Jahan Mortazavi?
So he tweeted me yesterday and he said, "I'm listening to episode 19," which, you know, hello, episode 19. I don't even know. I think I was, I don't even know what the world was like back then. Yeah. Anyway, episode 19 was, I don't know, 3 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much that has to happen.
And he said the jingles didn't play properly.
Oh, that was one of the
ones we were in
the crappy studio.
Right. Well, I didn't know right away. So he said 19, the jingles weren't playing.
Right.
Is that because they were jingles you're not allowed to play anymore?
No.
Now, that would mean we deleted them and re-uploaded the audio, which we did not
do. We would never.
So I said, chances are there was a glitch in the studio. I went back and looked at it, and it was the pool store rant. It was Fuck You Pelican Pools, I believe. And I was running the board, and we had a problem in that studio.
Yes.
Where the jingles weren't playing into the mix. It was all fixed episodes
if
later.
There's but one thing.
That was the first time we did that studio.
If there was one thing that I do not miss about the studios, is the backup studio, that dilapidated piece of crap that we were occasionally
for.
Because you know I used to be insanely fucking angry every time.
Right, you made me run the board. You wouldn't touch the buttons.
I won't touch it because everything's backwards and everything's weird in there and wired differently. But you want to hear a story of hope, Brody. You say that this guy just now is up to episode 19 and how the hell is he going to catch up? Well, check this out. We got an email from Trevor, and the subject line is "All caught up." You read my email a few episodes ago, and I almost jumped out of my truck. Hearing the months leading up to COVID was crazy. Elvis said 2020 was going to be a great year. That was a lie. I miss you guys in the studio with everyone randomly stopping in. The best episode was when everyone in the building came in. Keep it up, and thanks for the great time so far. By the way, and here is the actual part of the email that make reason why I bring it up. The first episode I heard was number 163 on the day it was released, and I caught up this past week. We're It's 4 weeks late. This guy is telling us in this email that it only took him 4.5 weeks to catch up to right now.
That's about 40 hours a week that he's listening.
Dude, give yourself a break or something.
He's listening for about 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
His brain must have turned to gruel.
I can't listen to this that much.
You know what gruel is?
Yeah.
That was from Oliver Twist. Please, mm-hmm. I want some more. It's like mush.
Yeah.
Anyway, but whatever. All right, well, cool. Well, glad to have you aboard and caught up. Where do we go from here? I mean,
yeah, how do we live up to that? I did want to address something that happened today.
Oh, really?
That happened today. Yep. And I want you to, before I tell you what it is, I want everyone to write down how to spell this word, because there's different ways to spell it, and I'm going to make it a hashtag, so you need to spell it right. B-O-U-G-I-E. You got that? B-O-U-G-I-E.
So that word can be spelled B-O-U-J-E-E.
That's right. There's different ways to spell it, but let's have a consistent way for the sake of what I'm about to tell you. So I want to send a shout out. I'm nailing you on two things here real quick, right up front. Randy Michelle Sabo, who's a big Mets fan and a big fan of everything that we do,
mm-hmm.
Elvis Duran Show, the
yep.
podcast,
mm-hmm.
she tweeted a picture looking for some new opening day Mets gear and came across this.
Mets merch.
She said, oh, Mets, that's way too bougie for Queens. And by
Queens, we're talking about the city that the Mets play in, not Queens.
Nope, the borough that the Mets play in.
The city, borough. No. The
still
borough.
New York City.
As opposed to Queens and Kings, like most people may think that
what,
don't
Ava
know
Max?
What Queens are.
Talking about Ava Max
right.
now?
Right, no, we're talking about Queens, right.
Queens, New York. Queens, yes, New I was York. Getting there. It's a borough, right?
Right.
She said, it's way too bougie for Queens.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's our old friend, Peter Millar, with a zip neck, long sleeve, fancy schmancy quarter zip jacket.
How great does that look?
Hold on. So then the Brooklyn Boys podcast responds, ha ha ha, not for me, it's not, I'm in. Now, she writes back, because you responded from a podcast Twitter account,
yeah.
which represents both of us, you wrote, I'm in, right? You shouldn't do that. You should say, this is scary, I'm in. Or respond back from
if
your
you're
own-
a true slice for life, you know there's only one person on this podcast that's going to respond that way and just assume it was them.
Okay,
no need to clarify. She
Randy,
called me on it.
Randy writes back, this must be Scary Jones.
Of course.
Hold on. And then she wrote, you bougie bastard. So I would like all comments this week directed to hashtag you bougie bastard.
Okay, now listen to me. This is not the first time I got called bougie this week.
Every time Scary says something bougie about his sound system, his white chair,
yeah.
anything he's got, like his Brooklyn industrial wardrobe, I just want you to write back at him and go, that sounds really nice, you bougie bastard. Well, you know what? Just hashtag bougie bastard. Don't even just you. Bougie bastard.
How about bougie motif? How's that?
Nope. Bougie bastard. That's you. That's from now on.
Motif.
Thank you, Randy.
Hey, listen.
Randy gets credit, but I came up with the hashtag.
Randy. Can we talk about today? Can we talk about what happened on our show today? What a cluster. What a cluster. And I came to your rescue, Brody. I'm just going to say this straight up. Brody wrote...
Yeah, you and Froggy and Elvis did take my side. But I'm not as upset as you are about the fact that I got attacked on the radio today. I'm not as upset. I have a feeling once you remind me of it, I may get more upset. But I've got a... Hold on. You hear this? Listen carefully. You see that?
That's
me scrolling my rants document. I got a lot to be upset about. But if you want to upset me about something I'm not quite upset about yet, bring it. Bring it. Yes, talk about what happened today.
Brody wrote a game for the show.
Yep.
And it was very good. It was fair. It was a fair game. The clues were fair. Okay? And then for some reason, the contestant just sat there. And didn't answer the questions, okay,
well,
in the game. And
okay, we were playing a pyramid.
We're playing the pyramid.
Like $10,000 pyramid,
so
$25,000 pyramid.
Danielle lashes out at Brody saying the thing was too hard. And I'm like, no.
They both lashed out at me. Then Gandhi lashed out at me and said, it was things that are small was the clue. And she said, Brody's brain for writing this game.
And said Scary's penis, too.
Right, Scary's penis, yeah. So I guess she's heard this podcast. or she's seen you. Anyway, they both attacked the game writer.
Right.
Because they thought the clues were too hard. In my defense,
right.
I didn't think the clues were that hard.
They were not. They were not hard. They were right in line with playing this game. So people get frustrated for no reason.
They took it out on me.
They took it out. Yeah, they blame the writer of the game. And I came to your defense. And I'm like, no, there's nothing wrong with these clues. And
no, some would say some of Gandhi's games, some of the questions are very hard.
Right.
But if you're truly a fan, because Nate screens the calls, you should get them. Sometimes she pulls out movies from 1970 that are very hard.
Right.
But you can't yell at Gandhi. She's trying to make the game somewhat competitive.
And because people are not guessing correctly, you cannot.
Right.
You know, that's on them. They didn't get it right. Be a better player.
You're entitled to have questions that are a little bit harder.
Do better so next
one
time.
Of the questions one of the clues in Pyramid was trying to get the contestant, the person on the phone, to guess words that end in the letter N. Like man. Soon.
Pan. Tan. Right. Ran.
Can, right. Danielle thought that was too hard. Right. So I got yelled at, and I'm not complaining about Danielle, who you know I love Danielle, but Skeery came to my defense, which was shocking, as did Elvis and Froggy. So I will give you credit for that. No, but you guys were more upset at Danielle and Gandhi than I was, but I appreciate the support, you know.
I'll tell you where I don't appreciate
support.
And that's something else happened today. I did a phone tap, and this woman had, I guess, a form of misophonia because she's like, I can't get past all this crunching. It involved me eating cookies.
Oh, it was the classic phone tap you did years ago where the guy's truck breaks down. Well, the kid calls his father and
says,
the truck broke down, and I left the back door open, and then you go. And
I start eating all the potato chips off the truck. It was a chip truck.
Right. And the guy's like, he's eating our profits.
Right. And this woman was like screaming, whatever it was. She was like, I can't stand it. I'm going to run into a tree. And I'm like, you know what? I said, maybe you have a form of misophonia. We've talked about it on this podcast ad nauseum.
But
it
is a real jingle.
We don't have
it.
We don't have it here. We never loaded it in.
Misophonia.
We haven't played it since we've been in pandemic.
Right.
We haven't played it in over a year. Anyway, So people have this condition. It's a real thing. And it is actually the grating noise of chewing that actually physically makes you angry. So I said, you may have that. Google it.
Whatever,
you know what she writes back? I don't have a case of that. I have a case of I know a bad phone tap when I hear it, which is pretty shitty. So I went into her text history, and I noticed that she had a husband and three kids. And I said,
no, you did not.
How would you like it if I insulted and I said that to one of your three kids? You'd be pretty pissed, right? I mean, you're a mom. You're supposed to be a role model. What are you doing? Texting a radio station and just, I said, phone taps are hard to get, first of all. They're very difficult. Let's put that out there.
Absolutely.
We've talked about this. 2 out of every 10 make it on the air. So fucking, what do you want me to do? Okay, that was the one we had. That's the one we ran. And, you know, if you think you could do better, try one. Try your hand at one. You'll see how difficult they are. But anyway, I just found that interesting that a mom of three is texting a radio station and ripping on the hosts because she didn't like the podcast or she didn't like the phone tap. Whatever. I find it, like, why do people go out of their way in a day? I don't know. All right, enough.
That was like a Skeery rant. I like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that you give a rant. And that's another thing. People are accusing me. Let me rant about this.
Yep. And you know what? I'm not saying they're wrong. You got a couple of people.
No.
I think I have them here. Let me see.
Go. Listen, Brody, let me be honest about this podcast. This podcast, the both of us have equal contributions. We could say whatever we want. We could do whatever we want.
Yes, until you stifle me.
You just go for it. I don't stifle you.
No. Oh, am I not allowed to say that? Sorry. Sorry. My apologies.
You dick.
No.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I think we should start with a rant today. Go for it.
Well, I got a mini complaint. I'm going to start off with I'm going to work my way up. I walked into Dick's Sporting Goods with my buddy, and they have a sneaker that says David on it, a New Balance sneaker. It's the David model. So I'm thinking, Dad, I got to get that. It was a whole table, and the display was, and I know that a lot of athletes eat this, so in case you're like, I don't get the connection. A lot of athletes eat David sunflower seeds, right?
Right.
So
very famous brand.
This is the David's Sunflower Seeds branded New Balance sneaker.
How great is that?
So it says David on the heel. So the colors of David's Sunflower Seeds.
You are a heel.
Thank you. The colors are blue, red, and yellow. Okay? What color would you think the sneaker would be if they have to choose from blue, yellow, red, and white? Like the bags of sunflowers.
Right, that's their theme. That's their motif, by the way.
That's their motif, yes.
Blue, red, yellow, and white. The sneakers should be, I guess, white and blue, white and red. What am I picking a couple of colors here?
So, yeah, well, I would have liked blue.
Blue
would have been okay.
Blue would have been great. White.
So what
red.
They gave me, and I'll probably post this on Instagram by the time you hear this, or maybe in a day or two. They're white with red soles, red around the ankle.
Uh-huh.
Blue tips of the toes, blue heel.
Oh, don't tell me they threw yellow in.
Yep, and a yellow and red N.
Ugh.
They look like fucking Ronald McDonald shoes. So I really want to get them because my name's on it, but they look like Ronald McDonald shoes. So I call my friend Jeff over. I go, hey, Jeff, what do you think of these sneakers? He goes, they're great if you're Ronald McDonald. I go, that's it.
Sometimes you are a clown, David.
You know what? There's a difference between a clown and a comedian. Billy Crystal explained this. Did I have explained this on the podcast?
No, you have not.
He said people would say to him, oh, you're so funny. I think I did, but here it is again. People would say to him, oh, you're so funny. You must be the class clown. You must be the class clown. He said, no, I'm the class comedian. People would say, what's the difference? Here's the difference.
Oh, I think I may know this.
I'm just going to remind everybody, just in case, if you heard it once, you heard it twice now. The class clown is the guy at the big football game who runs across the field naked.
I feel you laugh at a clown, right?
Right. The class comedian is the guy who talked him into it and told him it would be funny.
There you go.
And meanwhile, he's the guy who made the funny. The other guy's the clown.
Correct.
I'm the comedian. Like Greg T on our show was the clown. I would come up with ideas for him. Then he would go and stick his head in the toilet.
Correct.
That was what he was good at. I was coming up with the funny ideas.
So he did the execution.
He was the show clown. And that's not an offense to him. He's very talented. Right.
But I feel like people laugh at the clown, like almost make fun of, almost
right.
like ridicule.
You laugh with the comedian.
I don't feel like you don't, yeah, right. The comedian you laugh with.
Correct. Right.
That's
my goal. Mm. So that's it. Also wanted to just, I don't do grammar police yet, so I'll leave that alone.
I got a Scamboni for you, but okay.
Oh, you have a Scamboni? Mm. Well, you can hit Scamboni because I have a follow-up from my last week's Scamboni. So I'll pile that Scamboni in.
Let's dog pile the Scamboni.
Yeah, hit the Scamboni there.
Scamboni.
Yeah, we know.
And I have to credit Froggy with this on our big show for telling me about this because I had no clue. He's an avid golfer. If you're a golf person... Check this out. Did you know that when you are going to buy your golf clubs and you're at a store, you almost always make the shot and it's like, oh my God, because it sells the club right there. It sells the set. Like when you're on the putt, you know, the fake putting green. Here's the Scamboni. A lot of stores do this. Oh, they're not going to like this, but
magnetic
I'm about to
ball?
Let out this. No, they angle the fucking green on a downward slant in the direction so you actually make the shot. It's an absolute truth. So when you go out and you take those same clubs and you go out into the, you know, into the real world with them, you never make your shot. You fucking want to break it over your knee. But truth be told, a lot of places, when you're going to shop for golf clubs, why don't you bring with you a level? You know, the thing with the little bubble in it with the
level,
the water?
Yeah,
some people don't know what a level is. They're not handy.
Well, Google a level.
Level.
But it tells you, you know what, though?
Oh, your phone is a level. The phone has an app now. Your phones, at least the iPhone does.
But here's the problem with that theory, Scary. If the building's not straight, the level's not going to matter.
Right, but usually these are on elevated surfaces, so they control and manipulate.
Saying is if the building is crooked... Then even if it's level, it's going to appear not level. You're not going to get a true reading.
You're going to see shit is angled toward
the
hole.
Just look at it. Just put the ball down, see if it rolls on its own.
No, I know, but the point is sometimes it because of the friction and the actual turf, the fake turf, it will actually stay still when you place it on the tee, but just know, or wherever you're going to put it. But just know that it's an optical illusion and there's a very good chance you're going to make your shot, which is going to be, that's what's going to sell the clubs. Like, I got to get this. Look at this. I'm making the shots. This,
well, then don't they also have to angle the sides so that it curves into the hole?
Correct. Absolutely. Oh, okay. It's an all-around.
It probably increases your odds a little bit. It's not a guarantee.
Not a guarantee. If you're a bad golfer, you can hit the wall. You know, I'm just saying that they through drastic measures at these these stores if you're buying golf clubs. Now, I'm not in the market for this, so I have no skin in the game. I'm just letting you know it's a scamboni.
That's a pun you didn't realize. The skins game is a type of golf tournament.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. A little something there. Follow up to my scamboni sort of from last week. I returned the $18 blue shirt to Target. And when they scanned it, it said it's 16. I go, oh, contraire. The tag says 18. Here's my receipt. It says 18. So, oh, we must have dropped the price. I go, that's not my fault. I bought another one for 16. That's a different shirt. Because I returned a 16 and 18. And she's like, oh, and so when she scanned them, it came up 16, 16. I go, 18. So I got my $18 back for the shirt that I told you last week. The two shirts were exactly the same shirt. One had a $16 tag, one had an $18 tag. So I got it back.
You got it back.
Are you watching March Madness?
I am not. I'm not paying attention this season.
I'm not either.
I know that my bracket is already busted. I already had Ohio State.
Everybody's is because all the good teams got, a lot of them got upset.
And then what is it? The Big Ten? The Ten East? The Big the whatever the East one is. the Big Ten. Whatever the fuck they are. What do you call those guys?
Okay. There's the Big East.
Whatever the hell. Whatever the hell they are.
It's like Rutgers. It's not.
But I know, but like
they
all
don't
these,
go in that way. They don't go into the tournament in their old divisions.
Right. But a lot of those teams are all out.
Oh, there's no local teams left except for, Syracuse got eliminated for New York anyway. Okay. So my point was, and this is sort of a grammar police. I don't need the jingle on this one, but it's a guy is on sports radio here in New York. And another guy from another host called in or was on the air with him, and he was saying, oh, your team lost. You must really be licking your chops over this one. And he's like, yeah, it's a tough loss. He goes, it's a big upset. Man, you must be licking your chops. Whew. Here's the problem. He meant licking your wounds. Licking your chops. Licking your chops is when you see food you want to eat. You're like,
right. I'm licking my chops.
But look when at that chicken parm
lick
over
your
there.
Wounds means you're hurt.
You're injured.
You're injured.
Hurt.
Right. Your teams are out.
He must have said it four times.
Oh boy.
Man. Oh, I can only imagine how you're licking your chops, man. I would be licking my chops if my team lost. I'm like, are you gonna eat them?
I've tried to lick my chops.
You have.
In previous podcasts.
Yes, you have.
you'll hear that story. If you're new to us. By the way,
yes. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard, and we always have to welcome new people through the door. But we also want to tell you to go back to the beginning, to episode zero, and follow us on the journey and see how we got here today.
Right, and don't be one of these. I'll listen to the new one and then the old one, because you're not going to get the references. Look, we want you to listen to the new one, of course, but be like the other guy that Scary talked about, who like took 4 weeks he caught up.
Yeah, find out why somebody tweeted us a picture of Dill in a store.
Oh, that's a good one.
See what I did there? That was a segue. That was called a segue. And we got an email on that.
You want to read the email real quick, and then I'm going to tell you about. I'm going to leave it up to you. I can talk about what happened at the post office or what happened at Target as the first rant of the day, because I've got a few today. It's rant mania today. I think it's going to be rant mania. So go ahead, read the email, then I'm going to give you an option. Read the email.
Yes. The dill email. Well, it's a very simple one. This is the first time emailer from the Reaper and said, my actual name is Harhas Solhal. Okay. So if you see this email, you could see my name on the podcast. This is surprising, but this is my first time emailing you guys. Never emailed you before, but finally tried it today. Brody, you're going to get a kick out of this. I saw a dill at a superstore, thought of Brody, and started laughing to myself. Anyway, just saying, even though I started the podcast in September, it made my quarantine much more survivable. I love you guys. Have a great day. Wow, they're already up to the dill episode, which means since September, he's gaining ground almost as quickly as that other guy.
Yeah.
So there you go. But Brody hates dill.
By the way, if you haven't had a chance to check out our new merchandise at our website, Scary, what's the website again?
brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Yes, that's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. One of the new shirts is our hashtag shirt, which has I would say almost all of the slogans and the catchphrases, and one of the hashtags. My shirts arrived today. All the shirts I ordered arrived today. And so one of them says hashtag effing dill. That made my day. It really did. That we've come to that point in our careers where we have a shirt
that says effing dill.
Effing dill.
Yeah.
And fart water and FU Abe 70, all the good ones.
By the way, I love that. That college-looking FU Abe 77 hat, because it looks like a college.
Yes, you designed that one.
It's kind of in disguise.
That's a Scary Jones production. I really like that one as well.
Yeah, because it says FU in like college letters. Like, oh, it's, and at first glance, somebody like will see
University.
You wearing it. Like, yeah, it's a university, Florida right. University, whatever it is, Fordham.
Yep.
But an Abe 77, which is like unsuspecting. But if you know, you know. If you don't, yep. It's not a curse. It's fine. I think it's cool to wear out in public.
Okay.
So yeah. Anyway, check out the merch. We got a lot of new stuff. I like that red pepperoni shirt. The pizza shirt, pepperoni pizza.
Yeah. Well, so two of the people in my family here in the house ordered sweatshirts. I got two pepperoni sweatshirts arrived today for them. I'll give them to them later. That was the popular one here in the house. And then I got all the I'm a sucker. I bought two of each for myself. I got two of every pattern. I got the swell style bottle. Yeah. Which I learned today, not dishwasher safe. They don't want you because it's coated.
Did you
inside.
Try it and the logo melted off?
No, there's a little piece of paper inside that says "Don't not dishwasher, wash by hand."
Okay,
so I washed it by hand.
Okay,
so
yeah.
You know.
All right, good.
Did I mention I lost my credit card last week? Did I talk about that?
No.
Okay, so I was at Target doing a return, probably like a day or two after our last episode, and I didn't have a receipt, and so they say, "Well, put your credit card in." And we'll see if it's on your receipt. So I only have two credit cards that I use for purchases, right?
Mm-hmm.
A green one and a blue one. So I put the blue one in first. Nope, not on that one. I put the green one in. She says, yep, it's on there.
Okay.
Fantastic. Okay. A couple days later, I see I can't find my blue credit card. Can't find it. Haven't made any purchases. The last place I saw it was putting it in the machine to see if my receipt was there. But when I left Target, I made a purchase, I used the green one. So I know I didn't use the blue one, and I don't know what I did with it. Gone. I searched the car, it's gone. So rather than cancel it immediately, I said, you know what, let me call Target to see if they have my card. Maybe I dropped it and somebody returned it. So I call the store, and it says, for electronics, press 1. For customer service, press 2. For babies and toddlers, press 3. And it got to like, you know, human resources, press 5. It went to every department. So I get 2 for customer service and it rings 100 times. Well, before I travel 20 minutes to Target, I want to speak to somebody because they're going to tell me we don't have it. Why should I drive there? So the whole day I'm running around, I'm going to the post office, which is my other complaint today. And I'm ringing. So finally, I'm like, you know what? No one in customer service is answering. I'm going to hit 1 for electronics. Nobody answers. I hit 4 for food service. Nobody answers. I hit 5 for HR. Nobody answers. I hit 6 for whatever the other department was. Pharmacy, maybe? I tried every department except actually calling the Starbucks. Nobody answered. Hundreds of rings. Hundreds of redials. Nothing. So I go to Target. I don't know. Friday, maybe. So whatever day it was, it wasn't that busy. And I walk over to the customer service desk, and there's 4 girls standing off to the side by the doorway to the back room, and they're huddling, and I hear them. They're all talking about their schedules. Well, you can take my day, and I'll take yours. I can't believe they changed the schedule, didn't tell us. Well, I can't work that, and they're like having a gab. I don't want to interrupt. I figure it's going to last a couple of seconds and someone's going to notice me. Because in a circle, someone is facing me, right?
Mm-hmm.
The redheaded girl turns her head, sees me at the register. Now, I'm about 5 feet from the register because I like to wait until they call me over. She sees me and goes back to talking about her schedule.
Jesus.
I still don't say anything. I'm like, you know what? This is important to them. I'm going to give them a break, right? Everyone's working hard. It's fine. So finally, the redheaded girl comes over to the desk. She says, hi, can I help you? I said, yeah, I have a question. I think I lost my credit card, but I've been trying to call all day. Just so I know, do you guys not answer the phone because of COVID? Are you short-staffed? I don't want to waste my time next time. I'm not upset, but are you guys not answering the phones for that reason? With that, Tanya is one of the other girls with the scheduling, because she got her Target name tag on. Mm. Tanya.
Yep.
She says, the girl didn't come in today. So now I want to explain to her, because I think she means the customer service department girl who answers the phone. So I say, well, you don't understand. I called 75 times. I pushed one for electronics. I pushed two. I tried four for, you know, five for human resource. I called every day. And she says, the girl didn't come in today. I go, you're not listening to me. I understand the girl didn't come in, but I called all the departments and no one's answering the phone. So I want to know if you guys in general just aren't answering the phone. She throws her hands in the air and starts walking in the back and goes, I can't get a word in edgewise with this
guy.
Now.
Okay.
And now she goes around the wall.
You're escalating the situation.
Well, I didn't.
You gotta be careful that you don't go viral, my friend. I mean, you really want to raise. I hope you didn't raise your voice to her.
Hold on, I'm telling you the story as I told it. She raised her voice.
I know, but
so don't jump ahead.
I just don't know where you're going with this because I know how you get into customer service fights.
No, nobody's filming
my ass. And this sounds like it's going to be a bad one that doesn't end well.
Nobody's filming me. First of all, I don't yell at people normally.
What?
On the phone, I do.
Oh, okay. Telephone tough guy over here.
Telephone tough guy. And
but in person, you're cordial.
To be honest, I don't yell. I'm forceful. So I said, excuse me. I said, excuse me. I heard you. If you're going to talk about me, you should go in the back and complain about
me. You said that to her. But you got nasty with her.
Nope, I didn't. I said, I heard you.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say, bitch. I said, I heard you. I said, you really shouldn't talk about me. I'm right here. I wasn't being rude to you. No. I wasn't being rude to you. Okay. I was trying to explain that. So at this point, I don't know the fact. Here's what ultimately happened. There's one person who answers the phone if the other departments don't pick up. They all go to her. And she called out. But she didn't explain that. She said the girl called out. So I was just trying to find out for future reference if during COVID, because a lot of companies aren't answering the phones. So yep. She goes around the wall.
I had that problem too. Continue.
Okay, she goes around the wall, and it's a wall that has the middle of the wall missing so that they can hand things through the wall. So I still see her there going, that guy wouldn't shut up.
Oh, my God, Brody.
So I go, I can still hear you. Okay. So the redheaded girl says, I'm sorry, sir. I'm really sorry about that. And she tries to find my credit card. She can't find the credit card. Okay. She says, you know what? Let me get my manager. Let's see if the manager can maybe, because they have a safe in the office. Maybe they have it. So she takes me over to the manager. Very nice woman.
Did you go in with your Karen wig, by the way, when you did this?
Hey, what? Scary. At no point was I Karen. I wasn't yelling at anybody.
I know. They got flippant with you.
And I said, I can still hear
I know,
you.
But here's the thing. At some point, you bite your fucking tongue. Okay, you don't
scary,
say
you
that.
Wouldn't
you don't
bite
say
your
that. You don't say no, that.
Yeah. I would say she's scary. If you went into a customer service location and the person was bitching about you,
it wouldn't get to that point because I would defuse the situation minutes before it got to that.
Really, what part was I fusing?
At the very beginning, when she didn't understand what you were trying to say and ask, I would have been like, "Thank you." And I would have walked away. I would not have tried to explain her or teach her a lesson on the spot.
Okay,
this is where you get yourself tangled into trouble every time.
Okay, first of all, I was talking to the redheaded girl. I wasn't talking to her.
Understood.
So I wasn't trying to teach her anything. I wanted an answer so I would know as a customer for next time, hey, if you guys are COVID right now and you're short-staffed, hey, no problem. I wasn't upset they didn't answer the phone. I just wanted to know if that's the new thing.
Would she know?
Because she's the one who answers the phone. She'd be like, no, we don't answer the phones right now. Gotcha. Employees know they're not answering the phones. Uh-huh. Anyway, the point was she brought me over to the manager.
Right.
The manager said, let me go check my office. She comes out, she says, you know what, sir, I'm terribly sorry. I checked the office. We have a protocol. It goes to here. It goes to here. It goes in an envelope. It would go in a safe. And we don't have it. I'm terribly sorry. But if you give me your phone number, I'll call you if it turns up. If you
prefer,
I can email you. Couldn't have been nicer. I said, wow. I said, You're fantastic. What an amazing manager you are. You genuinely concerned for me and my credit card. I really appreciate that.
Right.
And she said,
I worry for you sometimes.
I'm not done.
Oh, there's more.
She says, I hope, well, you know what? I pride myself in customer service, so thank you for mentioning that. I hope everybody here treats you with the same level of customer service. So I said, well, okay. You know.
That person over there did it.
Right.
Did you rat her out?
So I said, look, if you're really interested in customer service.
Tanya's a bitch.
I just want you to know that the four girls ignored me because they were arguing over someone changed their schedule. She goes, oh, yeah, I changed the schedule. Oh, okay, then you know what I'm talking about.
You just threw them under the bus. You just ratted them out to their boss.
Yes, I did. And then I said, and I really had a question about the phone system because nobody answered the phone. She says, oh, yeah, the girl called out today, and she's the other departments get transferred to her if they don't ring on like three or four rings. They go to her, and she's not here, and I'm terribly sorry. I said, well, yeah, I called all morning, whatever. She's just, I said, but my real problem is the girl, I tell her what the girl said. Now she threw her hands up and said, I can't get away. She says, oh my God, I can't believe that. She's normally very nice. I said, you know what? She might be having a bad day. It's fine. Everybody was really nice after the redheaded girl, wonderful. I said, but the girl with the headband, you know, maybe she's a little on edge today because someone changed her schedule. Whatever the case, right. I just wanted you to know. Now, Scary, you know I used to work in retail.
Of course.
As a manager, I'd want to know that. She says, you know what, sir? I really appreciate that. I said, because if she is having a bad day, we need to give her a few minutes of a break and let her relax. And she's usually very good. I said,
give her a mental health day. I'm sure she's
a good person.
Right.
She said, sir, you know what? I appreciate so much you coming over to me, and I feel terrible about your
credit card. Here's a $100 gift card.
She said, I would like to give you a $15 Target gift card.
Okay,
I said, that's not necessary. She said, absolutely it is. You come with me right now to the register. I'm going to give you a $15 gift card because I feel like you didn't get the experience you deserve.
Right.
I've seen you in here before. I know you're in here a lot. And so I got a nice $15 gift card for just passing along the information. I never got upset. I didn't have to get upset. So shout out to the manager in my store. She is wonderful.
Let me ask you this.
But fuck you, Tanya.
Of course.
That'll be on the next shirt we come out with.
Listen to me. Listen here. Okay, yeah, this is what I don't understand. Yeah. You're a very smart man. You're very.
I like to think so.
You know, you're very intelligent. Okay.
Right.
Why do you play in the mud, in the bushes? Like what I'm saying is, if I mm-hmm. knew that I had an issue with credit cards and something of a higher level, I would go directly to where the managers are and not even tangle with people and get into it or spar or even, like, I wouldn't see this
oh,
is
the, oh, I no, see no, what you're saying.
My point
I should
is,
have known that the customer service desk, where they often keep lost items, were going to pick a fight with me. I knew that. I should have known.
I just.
The girl who wasn't working.
You
was
said
in the back.
You approached four girls that were standing around.
No, I did not approach them. They were behind the counter. I waited until one of them acknowledged me, and I didn't say a word about it. I didn't say, God.
Four girls were behind the customer service desk.
Yes. They were standing off to the side of the customer service desk.
So where the very minute that I wouldn't have heard what I wanted a response, I wouldn't have tried to teach a life's lesson or say, I hear you talking about me. I would just turn around.
Scary, you're full of shit. If you were in a pizza place and the guy was like, that fucking asshole over there, what a jerk off. You'd stand there, you would absolutely go,
but it wouldn't.
Hey man, I can hear you. You would. There's nobody listening who, now unless you're,
I just
you,
think
you're the
you
shy
have
type.
A you have a grating way of escalating a situation,
and
I wouldn't.
I didn't. And yet I didn't.
After,
I didn't.
What was the first word you said to her?
Hi.
After that,
I said, I have a question. I've been calling all day. Are you guys not answering the phone because of the pandemic? Did I say you fucking lazy bastards?
No, stop it. But see, right there, the way you phrased it would have been like, they don't need to know the history. Why don't you just present them with the problem right then and there? Why do you have to preface it? Right, but you're coming in to deal with the issue in person now. You don't need to preface that and tell a story about how you couldn't get through and 75 times.
I didn't
because
tell
all
them
that does is make
I
them look bad.
I didn't tell them I called 75 times. I said I tried every department, so I just want to know, are you guys not because of COVID? I gave them an excuse.
I asked
a rational question. I
think you got to walk on eggshells a little bit. And you know what? The second you don't hear the response you want, you walk away. You go to the next person.
That's rude.
You like, okay, go, say, go, say no, I'll handle this in my own way. All right. Thank you for your assistance. and walk up and move on. I don't know, but I don't know. But I guess that's me. I'm constantly trying to diffuse situations,
and yet you're trying to upset me now. How are you diffusing me? You're poking the bear.
Well, fuck you, man.
You bougie bastard.
Don't call me a bougie bastard. We haven't taken a break yet.
Well, because I got so much going on. I got so much to talk about.
All right, we do.
We can't take a break. You want to take a break now?
Yeah, right, 45 minutes in.
Well, yeah, it's because you talked about your vaccine all that time. You know what? If I was vaccinated and felt safe in the world, maybe I would have been a little calmer. How about that?
How about that?
Hit the jingle. Hit the spots. Go to commercial.
With Skeery and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I mean, come on. I'm fuming over here.
Feel free. Fume away.
I just don't believe you. I don't think anyone listening believes you.
About what? That I would
that
walk away?
You wouldn't say anything. You would have been like, oh, okay.
I wouldn't
you
have gotten...
about me. You
I
would bitching about me, I'd walk away. Okay. All right.
I just wouldn't. I wouldn't. You're I don't. Lying. I just walk away from issues. I don't. I try and solve them in my own way. I'm like, you know what? I can outsmart you. I don't need to grovel and you know and throw rocks and stones and
what
you know,
stones?
What I'm
stones?
Saying? What, I'm just saying, you know.
Okay.
Please. I don't know what to say, Brody. I will say this.
Yes.
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 Yes. You mentioned the vaccine. Did you see what Krispy Kreme is doing? This is not a commercial, by the way.
Yeah, so,
I'm a fan of Dunkin' Donuts. That's me. I'm the Dunkin'.
Okay,
fan.
I don't eat donuts, so
no. So okay, but how ridiculous is it that they're giving away a free donut each day? All you got to do is show your vaccine card. Yeah. Show that you've been vaccinated.
You get
walk
a free
in,
donut.
And you get a free donut every day. Isn't it every day for the rest of the year? Is that what that is?
Something like that, maybe.
Dude, so you're trying to promote health, but you're promoting diabetes.
Okay, you don't get diabetes from a donut.
But you're promoting day. Poor health. Like, I feel like, what are they trying to do? They're trying to coerce. Like, I understand the intent, initial intent is there. They're obviously, it's a marketing ploy for them to get earned media, as we call it in the business, where people are going to talk about them for free, which, by the way, we're doing right now.
Yeah, we're doing that right
now. And news sources have done all day today. But I just find it so bizarre that a donut shop is giving away free donuts a day.
Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine the guy who says, yeah, you know what? I'm not even sure about this pandemic thing, and I don't trust the vaccine, but it's a free donut, so what the hell? Like, if this is what puts you over the top to get a vaccine, the free donut, and there's a problem.
How many days are left in the year? Count the days. And now count the donuts and that you're and sugar that you're going to put in your system. Now, listen, I'm not the bastion of health, of good health here, but come on.
There's about 280 just off the
you're
top of my head.
You're incentivizing people for the wrong reason, and then they're going to wind up with other health issues. And by the way, isn't the whole point...
You know what, though? You eat enough donuts, you'll be obese, and then you'll qualify for the next vaccine.
All I'm saying is... Is we're here trying to build our immunity, our immune health. We're trying to build that up. I think eating a donut a day like that is excessive, and all that does is does the opposite. It breaks your immune system down, and it puts you into poor health. Don't you think? I'm just saying. I find it weird.
It's not the healthiest item to eat, and I would like to think you're not going for the free donut every day. I feel like they should they can't mark your card to say you had your free one. There's really no way to like.
Oh my God! You can go into every. You can as soon as they change the shift, you can go back, or you can go to the next Krispy Kreme.
If Taco Bell did that, I might be guilty of going for a burrito every day. I might, or every other day, or White Castle. Ooh, that reminds me. I had a problem at White Castle. How would you have handled this, Scary? Because you know what? You're the level-headed one of the two of us. Everyone knows that. I went to White Castle to the drive-thru. If you're not familiar with White Castle, it's a burger place.
They serve sliders.
They serve mini hamburgers.
Mini burgers.
Little sliders.
The chopped onions on the grill. So good.
And again, I believe they were the first place to call them sliders because, at least in my growing up, we all called them sliders before they were sliders because you ate them and they slid right out your ass.
Right.
That's where the name came from. Right out.
It actually,
right
that is actually false.
I know.
That's why we called it sliders.
Right. We didn't know there was any other reason for it. We called them sliders because why do you think they call them sliders?
Oh, there is a real reason. You want me to look it up? I know there is.
Do that while I'm talking.
Okay.
So I go with a list of stuff. My whole family wants White Castle, and I'm getting 18 burgers.
18?
Yeah. Woo. They're little burgers, and there's a lot of people in
that's
my family.
That's the suitcase.
No, that's the Crave case. It's 24.
Right.
Okay. I'm getting 12 jalapeno burgers.
Mm, nom, 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 nom.
And then I think I got 4 American cheeseburgers and... whatever it was maybe it was 12. Yeah, it was 24. It was 24 total, whatever it was, right?
Yep.
And so I get to the drive-thru, and she gives me 2 bags.
Yep.
They're clear plastic bags, so you can see the little boxes of burgers in the bag. And I said, is this everything? Now, you don't want to be that guy who doesn't trust them, like, you know, mm-hmm. who stands over the cashier and goes, that's on sale, right? That's on sale, right?
Right.
And I said, that's everything, right? So she says, yep, that's everything. I said, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Scary, I could have said, I don't fucking believe you. But I said, you know what? No, I'm going to trust her. I'm going to just take the bags and drive over to a parking space and double check. But I'm not going to question her because she said yes. She looked at the screen and said yes.
Yeah.
I looked at the bags. Everything's there but the 12 jalapeno burgers.
Of course.
So I get out of my car and I walk over to the drive-thru window.
My God. Dude, there's a black cloud with thunderbolts and lightning facing you. It's like fucking rain over Brody.
It's bulletproof glass.
Ugh.
She's not by the window. I can't get her attention. It's drizzling, by the way, so I'm getting wet. And the woman in the car that's waiting for her food sees me. She rolls down the window. She goes, what's wrong? I said, they forgot 12 of my burgers. She goes, oh, hell no. And she starts blowing the horn for me to get the woman's attention.
Good.
So the woman comes back. Now, I could have said, I told you, but I didn't because I'm nice. And I said, remember me? I'm the black car right there. I pulled over. Remember we talked about the, right?
Yeah.
I said, you're missing 12. Half my order's missing. There's no 12.
Did they apologize or did she say, I'm not dealing with this and walk away from you in the other story?
No. Candace said, oh, I'm terribly sorry. And she went over to the counter where they make the burgers, and my bags of burgers were there.
That's how
And she handed them to me and said, I'm so sorry. I'm glad you came back. Have a great day. That is customer service, even though she fucked up and didn't count. Listen, I got to be honest, though. You work at White Castle. You should know what 24 burgers looks like versus 12.
Now, listen, you, this
you should.
Is, you,
but you fit six in a bag.
Well, that's exactly it. And you're dealing with it every minute of every day.
You probably should have an idea. You're off by two.
Right,
you're off
I get
12
that.
Burgers. Now, I could have said, you know, blah, blah. Now, look, if I had gone home and my wife and kids didn't get their jalapeno burgers, I would have been upset.
Of course. And you would have said that. You would have seen that's the difference in this situation versus the last situation.
No, because
in this situation, you could have elevated it by saying, oh, you know, you could have eyeballed it and noticed that there were 12 missing.
But
I mean, how do you miss it? The thing is, but you did something similar in the last situation that started the argument going on a slope and a highway to hell.
Nope. This girl was cutting me off when I was talking to the redhead.
All right.
And I wouldn't have had to have driven there all the way 20 minutes if they just answered the phone.
I know.
So I just wanted to know.
That. We know.
But, okay. So okay. White Castle, you messed up. There you go. Whatever.
White Hassle.
You know what? I didn't ask for anything. I didn't want anything. I just wanted.
By the way, here's why they call them sliders. Okay.
Yes.
Because
it's a lie.
It's a long grill, right? It's a griddle, and they're called that way because they slide across the griddle before the toppings are added to make way for the new patty. So they start on the left, they go to the right, they slide across the grill,
yeah,
and
I
then
believe
they put the bun on them with the onions, and then they go to your plate. All right, so that's the other reason. Right.
I don't believe that because every burger, every place you cook burgers, sometimes they move the
they don't
the fresh
slide
burgers.
Across the griddle. No, because they take the spatula and they put it underneath it with the onions and everything. Oh my God, I'm getting so hungry right now.
Okay,
I'm salivating.
So, speaking of the history of words, remember that dumb girl? She was today years old, and I said all the stuff she said was fake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so somebody. It came up in my feed again on TikTok, the video. So I'm like, you know what? Let's see what the latest is with this person. So the top comment was another young girl who said, I have one for you guys. Did you know they call a mall? Because when you go to see the stores, you go to them mall.
Wow.
She said, you just moved the M over, but that's just because people were always saying, I'm going to go to the mall.
Okay.
I'm gonna, right? And I'm like, that's not.
At this point, I think everybody's making jokes.
No.
They can't believing their own shit.
All the comments, mind blown. I'm today years old when I learned this.
Today years old.
And they put the little emoji with the mind blown.
Yeah.
They're like, what's the other one? I'm stuttering? No, not I'm stuttered. I'm shook. They're all shook.
Shook.
We got a couple of text messages today. Elvis said something and people were texting in. Oh my God, I'm shook.
I'm shook.
Is your life that boring that just learning something
makes you shook?
Mind blown. Did you know that 3 is the square root of 9? Oh my God. Oh, You know what it reminds me of? You remember the Kristen Wiig character when she couldn't keep a surprise?
Yes.
And she's like, oh my God, he's going to come in. He's going to be so excited. Oh my God. And they had to calm her down.
Yes.
That's how I picture these, I'm assuming they're 13-year-olds on TikTok or people like that. Just, they're like, I learned something. Oh, like I guess a year not being in school is so dramatic that they're shook, mind blown, or they're today years old.
Shook. I learned a little life hack last weekend, but I learned it the hard way. I told you that. Did I tell you on this podcast I burned my fucking hand?
No, you did not.
Oh,
by the way,
my God.
First
of all,
which hand do you use for fucking?
My fucking hand.
Hey, my fucking hand.
So, you know, I was cooking brunch before my girlfriend and I, or my girlfriend and me.
That's
about
correct.
That one.
That's
right? Correct. I'll go with my girlfriend and me.
That's correct.
Because it ends the sentence. You see what I did there?
Oh, remind me to do what I did to you on the podcast the other day. I got to bring that up.
Well, so check this out. So, So I wanted to make this dish that she saw on the Food Network. Jeffrey Zakarian, your favorite person. Well, by the way, as I was cooking, I was telling her you're Jeffrey Zakarian from the Food Network was actually Brody's ex-boss at Starbucks, the whole thing. Well, that's
Old Navy.
Old Navy. That's a whole other story.
I've told that story.
Yeah, so I was telling her the story, and we were cooking, and I said, you know what? I was trying to make a hash brown, right? For my, get it? Smoked salmon and dill. Yep, the dill and the creme fraiche. We were making a smoked salmon type hash brown, right? But I'm like, I want to go a little healthy. So I'm going to use, instead of using the russet potatoes, I want to use sweet potatoes. Okay, great. So you put them in the pan, stovetop.
Did someone tell you that sweet potatoes were healthier than russet potatoes?
Well, they are. That's a fact. But yeah, that's very true. There's more health benefits to sweet potatoes any day.
Isn't a sweet potato really a tuber? I think a sweet potato is not actually a potato.
Anyway, you're right. You're right. I think you're right. Well,
it's not the tuber.
Hence why it didn't cook properly. Because I decided to take a fucking shortcut and tried to change up the recipe. I should have listened to GZ, Jeffrey Zakarian. But so I'm cooking with it, and the pan is on the stove.
Jeezy.
Old Jeezy. Wheezy, baby. So the pan's on the fucking stove, and I'm like, you know, and I'm like, okay, now I got to flip this thing. And it's supposed to brown on one side. Flip it. It's not really turning brown, Brody. It's starting to burn, but it's not getting firm like a potato pancake would. You know what a potato latke looks like when it's...
Of course. Oh, yeah, because I'm a juice guy.
Giant one, right? Potato, like an 8-inch potato latke. And I'm like, fuck. So... It suggests, oh, well, why don't you put it in the broiler under the broiler in the oven? So I put it in the broiler under the oven, and it's sitting there, 550 degrees, 5, 10, 15 minutes go by. I finally take a pot holder, and I pull the frying pan out of the oven, right? Then I put it on the stove. And I say, all right, I think we're ready. And I walk away. I open my refrigerator. I do something. I come back, and I touch the fucking handle of the frying pan that was just in the oven for the past 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
550 degree burns. Like, what the fuck? I'm like going nuts. Ran down to Dwayne Reed. By the way, where I ran into a similar situation of you, three girls standing around right where the fucking burn victim unit shit was, like the aloe and stuff. And I'm like, could you get out of my fucking way? My hands on fire. Like they were like, they like zero help to me in the Dwayne Reed. It was a Sunday morning, by the way. So what do you expect, right?
Yeah.
Nah, Sunday morning help. But they, two girls were like sitting there chatting about whatever. I think they were arguing over the schedule like you. It's a common theme. Yeah. But there was right exactly where the aloe was. And I had to push them out of the way. I'm like, I and they couldn't find what I was looking for. I had to go to the lady behind the pharmacy desk and she told me where it was. I bought the stuff. I put it on. This stuff has saved the day. It was actually for your, it was like something, I don't even know what the hell it was called, but it had aloe in it. It was amazing. But several listeners said in the future, if you have a pot holder and you take something out of the oven or you're dealing with it, rather than take the pot holder off, just so you don't forget that it's a scalding hot handle, take your hand out of the pot holder and leave the pot holder on the fucking pan. So this way it will be a visual reminder that you'll always, you understand? Like it'll always.
Or put it down on the counter right next to it. Either one.
The thing is, when I see frying pan on stove, my brain doesn't process it that it's scalding hot, even though it came out of the oven 30 seconds ago.
It will next time.
It will next time, right. But leave the pot holder on the handle.
So if these
hot.
Girls hadn't moved out of your way, would you have been like, I'm so sorry, maybe you didn't hear me. My hand's burning. Can I get to the aloe, please? Or would you have said, hey, excuse me. God, Scary, be honest.
I would have said, you know what? Fuck you, Brody.
Yeah, you would have. No. By the way, do you know the history of Dwayne Reed, how it got its name?
Well, they,
I don't know if Dwayne Reed is national, by the way.
It was on the originally on between Dwayne Street and Reed Street.
Yes.
In Manhattan.
On Broadway. That's correct.
That is the original location. Yeah.
That is correct.
And they've gotten gobbled up by a lot of Walgreens. So it's now Walgreens. But true story. So anyway, there's that. Did you want to read some email or did you want to talk about, I mean, you got more rants. So why don't we go there?
Well, I'm going to, all right.
Or not. You tell me.
No, I'm going to tell you. I had a very, very upsetting, a triple layer, very upsetting that so far has not resolved itself. And I feel like until I speak to a vice president, I shouldn't tell you what's going on. But I also want to rant a little bit.
You want to save it for next week or what? What is it something that's going to affect the outcome? And because I had something that is also not for now and is for next week too, because I can't, I can't really talk about it.
How about not a rant necessarily, but let me tell you three funny stories that happened at Home Depot. If I could do that, I'm gonna string them all together and then see how you would handle these situations. Does that work?
Of course. Okay.
So first of all, new rule. If you don't work at Home Depot, you are not allowed to wear orange. Is that a fair rule? Is that a fair rule?
I mean, it's a little much to ask, but
first
I can
all,
see
who
the
wears
confusion.
Orange?
No one.
Say, okay.
Well, hold on. It's permitted during the Halloween season.
I'm in Home Depot, and there's a guy in the aisle in the plumbing section, which is one aisle over from the tool section where I need a tool, but there's nobody there. So I go, excuse me, sir. Now there's somebody sitting next to him. So I feel like I walk up and I'm like waiting. I'm standing there and they're talking. So I don't want to eavesdrop. So I'm standing there. And finally the guy turns to me, goes, can I help you? So I go, yeah, I'm looking for something to cut a doorknob. He goes, I don't work here. They go,
you're wearing orange.
Right, like, so he had an orange, now he was wearing an orange shirt, and so I know they wear the vest.
I was going to say, the apron. I mean, if he was wearing an orange apron, that would have been a dead ringer. Then I'd be like, you know what, Dick, leave the apron
home.
You're trying to be an employee.
No, you know what it was? He had his coat on, and you could see the orange with his coat open, because some of the guys go in and out. Outdoors, indoors, yeah. Right? This guy, I thought was like an indoor-outdoor guy. So I saw the orange. So there's nobody else on the floor but him. So, okay, so that's my rule. Don't wear orange to Home Depot. All right. So I meet this guy. I had never met him before. He's at the Home Depot. I'm there all the time. And I tell him I'm having a problem with the doorknob. Did I tell you about the doorknob problem I had? My wife wanted me to change the doorknob on the master bathroom.
Yes.
So finally, none of the pins worked. Nothing worked.
Yep.
I had to get something to saw the thing off. So I talk to this guy, Mike, and he says, oh, you need a Dremel. I said, Dremel? What the hell's a Dremel? That's beyond me. Screwdrivers, power drills, you know, I tried a hacksaw. So I had been there the day before, and the guy was like, what you need is a hacksaw. And he gave me hacksaw blades that cut through metal, like whatever the grade is.
Where have I heard this before? Did you talk about this on the 15-Minute Morning Show?
Right, I talked to you about it. Oh. Maybe it was on here. And the hacksaw didn't work. So the Dremel is a thing that vibrates back and forth with a sharp edge to it.
Right.
And it goes back and forth, right? So he says, oh, you know what? He says, I got one for you. They're $59. $59.99. You know, it's $60, but he said $59. I said, well, geez, you know what? The hacksaw and the blades was like $30. So you know what? For $60, give it to me. I got to get this damn doorknob off. It's hanging off. I got to get it off. So he takes me over, he shows me the Dremels, whatever, and he says, here you go, this one's $59.99, it's one of the better ones we have, you know, it'll do the job, talks me through it, couldn't have been a nicer guy. He says, I'll walk you over to the register. We were bullshitting about it, whatever else. And he tells me a couple of stories, he got in trouble a couple of times with customers. So he tells me the story about this woman, and she brings a bag of knobs, like dresser knobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during the pandemic where everyone always put things in bags. They didn't want you to touch anything. So he says to her, do you mind if I touch your knobs? And she got very mad at him. And he had to explain himself that he meant the knobs in the bag. So he's telling me this story about how people take things the wrong way.
Right.
So anyway, he said, you know, she wanted to speak to a manager. Like, this whole thing blew up.
God.
He's like, you're really nice. I appreciate, you know, we had a great time talking, whatever. So we go to the register and I go to self-checkout and it comes up $99. So I said, hey, Mike, it's $99. No, let's go back to the aisle. I'll go back to the aisle and he looks and he goes, son of a bitch, somebody moved the stuff around. Mm-hmm. And the sign wasn't in front of the other sign. I said, well, Mike, if you weren't such a nice guy, I would point out that you technically have to honor it, but you know what? It's worth $99. I gotta have it. Like, I could have held him to it, but I thought, I'm going to be nice. He's a great guy. Told me the knob story, right? So he says, sorry about that. Yeah, I feel terrible. So I go to ring it up at $99, and he calls the cashier, the woman who's overseeing the self-checkout, and he says, hey, Pam, give him 25 off. So now it was $99.99. So she says, she sees the price. She says, $25 or 25%?
Oh my God, it's $100. It's 75. It's either the same thing either way.
It's either way. I mean, it's a penny difference. Like, so, right. So, yeah. So he goes, dollars. So I go, yeah, dollars is good. Dollars is fine.
It's so funny.
It's the only time that I've been
It's the only
saying.
Time. When it's $100 and $25 right. off, right. is 25% right. off. Same
right.
thing.
Right, right. So I got it for $75.
Good for you.
But you know what? Kudos to him.
Right.
Again, Mike at Home Depot could not have been a nicer guy. I just want to say it was a good customer service experience.
Shout out.
So they have a system where you bring a paint chip and they can match the paint, right? Like if you have an old paint on your wall, you chip off a little bit and you bring it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So
they break down the molecular structure of that?
It scans the paint.
It just knows. Wow.
Right. Now, I don't know if you know anything about paint, but you can get paint in flat, eggshell,
yes,
semi-gloss,
right,
high gloss.
When I had to paint this apartment, well, I had someone paint it for me. Don't be fooled.
Right.
That was back when I, oh my God.
Satin's the other one.
Right. That's when I knew about paint. Eggshell, matte.
Okay. Right.
Glossy.
So I bring the chip to the woman and she says, she looks at it. She says, is this satin or eggshell? I said, I don't know. It's from a room in my house we painted 20 years ago. She says, I said, you're the expert. I said, I was kind of hoping you'd be able to tell. I'm so sorry. I don't know what it is. She goes, well, you can't tell. You don't know. She's looking at it. She goes, look at it. I go, I'm sorry, but you're the paint woman. You look at it. Like, I don't know what it is. I painted 20 years ago. She says, well, go back home and look at the paint can. I said, if I had the paint can, I would have brought the paint can instead of a chip off my wall. Just, well, could you bring a bigger piece then? I said, you want me to, now this thing was already like the size of a half, like a quarter. I said, you want me to chip my wall? Like, I don't understand. She goes, well, I can't help you. I need to know if it's satin or eggshell. I said,
oh, wow.
She wouldn't help me. So I go and I said, you know what? Screw it. There's another Home Depot 10 minutes away. I go to the other Home Depot. And I call my wife and I say, do you know if it's eggshell or satin? She says, if I remember correctly, we did everything in eggshell back then. So go with eggshell. I said, okay, with eggshell. I go to the second Home Depot and they have, when you buy paint, Scary, it's either a pint or a quart. No, a quart or a gallon.
Yep.
Right? The little can.
Yep.
But the little can is not like a third of the price. It's like half the price.
Half the price, of course. Well, that's with anything in life, right?
This way you're like, fuck it, give me the gallon. Right? So it's not like it's half the price. They don't let you get away with that cheaply, usually. But Home Depot has these little plastic containers, Lowe's has them in plastic, and Home Depot, they have little cans. They're like tester size. They're like a pint. Right? Little pint.
Yep.
So I said, can I get this color? He checks it. He goes, yep. He goes, it looks like eggshell to me. So he knew what it was. I said, well, can I get a pint size? Because I just want to touch up like where I made some nail holes. So he says, now keep in mind, I one thing I left out. I'd already been to three other stores that didn't have the sample size of eggshell. Okay, I left that part out. I went to three other Home Depots that didn't have the sample size of eggshell. So he was the fourth one I'm looking for the eggshell. So he says, I'm sorry, the sample size only comes in satin. Really? Why is that? He says, we discontinued the smaller size. Now, keep in mind, Scary, the other three Home Depots never mentioned to me it was discontinued. They just told me they were sold out at the moment. Okay?
Right.
So I said, he goes, you have to buy a quart.
Oh.
I got to buy a quart. I just want a little, like, to touch up some nail holes. I got to buy a quart. I said, so how much is the quart? Now, what they do is, when you buy the quart, is they take white paint.
Yep.
Right? And then they add color to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, how much is it? He says, it's anywhere from $10 to $25. So I said, well, give me the cheapest you have. So he says to me, so like $15, $18 in the middle, medium quality?
$22.
I said, give me the cheapest you have.
Yeah, cheapest.
He says like 13, like, yeah, like sub medium grade.
Right.
I said, listen, guy, let me explain this to you. I want you to find the cheapest, watered down shit that you don't want to sell to me. Whatever that is, whatever's been discontinued, that's in the back room on the shelf that says do not sell, doesn't meet our quality standards. That's the one I want. Whatever that price is.
And what did he say?
He laughed. He goes, so you want the cheap shit? Yes, I want liquid crap in a can. Get that for me. So he mixed it for me. It was $10.
There you go. So,
but it was the funniest. Like, he was trying to give me the money.
Right, he was trying to upsell you. Well, that's what they do.
Right, you want the $18 one? No.
No.
You said 10 to 25. I want the 10.
Right.
He figured, like, no one's going to say 10.
No one's going to say 10.
Everyone's going to go, yeah, give me the cheapest.
He hasn't met David Brody yet.
Right. Listen, Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
You know something?
Yes. What paint would you have bought, bougie bastard? Which one?
I have special paint here at my house.
Of course you do.
This paint was mixed. I got it at
by the King of England.
No.
1910.
No. This is I think they're called the Aura paint line.
Aura or
Aura?
Ultra?
Aura, and they're made by what's the name of that?
Oh, so in other words, it's like you can buy the $10 one or the $25
Aura,
one.
No.
Yeah.
No, the Aura paint is from, where is it?
Is it Benjamin Moore?
Benjamin Moore paint.
Sherman, Benjamin
no,
Moore.
Yeah, which no? is the, God, it's so long ago.
Benjamin Moore is one of the, Benjamin Moore.
Benjamin
Sherman,
Moore.
Benjamin, Sherwin Williams.
No, Benjamin Moore. So what happens is.
Aura's Benjamin Moore. Aura, and let me see what it says here.
Here's why.
I'll read to you the description.
No, it is Aura, right. So the reason is.
Aura interior with our exclusive color lock technology.
That is correct. Now, color lock means.
Hold on. Delivers the ultimate performance.
Yes, it does.
For brilliant,
damn straight,
rich, and everlasting color.
That's the key, Brody, everlasting. So I got paint cans that are 12 years old down there, and the molecular structure, because they made the paint on the spot, right, back then.
Bougie bastard.
Hold on. If I have some touch-ups to do, most people would take that paint can that's 12 years old, they would stick a brush in it, and they would start swiping the wall with it, and it would be discolored.
So
not
let me get this
the
straight.
Aura line of paint. It would blend right in like it was brand new.
So let me get this straight.
I paid top dollar at the time because I am not penny wise and pound foolish.
So let me ask you a question. When you have to paint something, hold on, and you whip out those Aura paint cans.
From 12 years ago.
Right. When you
14
whip them
years
out,
ago.
Does the guy who works in the basement of your building who does the painting, does he appreciate the Aura paint?
Yes, does he?
Does Phil in the basement come up and go, hey, Mr. Jones there, it's some great paint you got
when
there.
When you pay a higher quality for a higher grade paint.
Oh, man, that's Aura paint. Man, you're living the high life. This is the Rolls Royce of paint.
Dude, this was my first apartment, okay? This was the first thing that I've owned. Oh, and I wanted it to be special when I moved in, and I sprang for the more expensive paint. Now, as a result, on the back end of that, I don't deal with the bullshit that you do on a Saturday morning,
right?
Going from is it eggshell, is this and that, right, and 25 people,
right.
And customer service issues that give me headaches.
I go down to my basement.
Oh my God.
The regular Aura or the Aura Grand Entrance? Which brings rich, vivid color and exceptional durability. This is like a sex novel, the way they describe these paints.
By the way,
yes.
I want the slices to Google the swatches for Aura paint.
Swatches.
I swear to you, the Aura paint swatch, you're going to see colors like you never have before. Fuck bear paint. Okay. Bear.
These are the greatest paint ever. You've never seen paint like this.
I'm telling you right now, Brody, Aura paint is next level shit. It's where
next
it's at.
Level shit.
Don't get on my shit. And guess what? Next time I need a touch up, I can see one right now. Oh, you see, you know where I need a touch up? Where the microphone boom fell off the fucking stand. No, I'm not even kidding you. This area of my wall needs to be touched up. Next
How
week,
did
at this-
you have any money left for your $375 million sound system?
Okay.
When you spent, what, 10 grand on the paint? Randy Sabo, hashtag bougie bastard.
I'm going to go back into my basement. I'm going to whip out that 12-year-old can of paint. I'm going to mix it up a little bit.
Next to the 12-year-old scotch. Yeah.
And then I'm going to take the brush, and I'm going to watch it dissolve right into the wall. It's not going to be discolored. It's not going to be any of that. You know why? Because at the time, I decided to spend a little bit more for it. That's why. Okay? So you can make fun all you want, Brody, but I'm telling you. All right, great. Now, listen. Now, go fuck yourself. You know, and by the way, regarding vaccinations, okay,
yeah.
I feel like having the V card right now is like having the blue check mark on Instagram. It's like being verified in life.
I just got mine. I got verified on Instagram, which means nothing.
Congratulations, Brody.
Does it mean I come up sooner in comments on pages? Like, what does it mean?
Yes, if people do a search, your name comes up before. If they misspell it, it'll come up at the top. It's actually a very cool thing to have. But did you see what American Airlines Arena is doing now?
In Florida.
Yes. Do you see? This is going to be what's going on. This is the future. And this is what incentivized me to get the shot. Check this out. They're reserving the lower two levels for people with proof of vaccines.
So
if you're fully vaccinated, you get the V section. You're going to see that idea copied more and more at stadiums and arenas. And you watch what's going to happen around this country where everyone's going to take these ideas and they'll have a right to do it because they're privately owned, right? So you get to make your own rules in privately owned property. So as soon as that shit happens, this is like the VIP card in life. It's like having like, oh, look at that. Oh, you know what? This is the get the fuck off my shoulder life. Get the fuck off my shoulder card. Thank you. See this? I get to walk through. This is like, I'm telling you right now, you don't think so, but this is going to become an issue. So I'm letting you know that you can laugh all you want, like you did earlier.
Yeah. I laughed.
Are you looking at the article yet or no?
I heard it reported on the Elvis Duran Morning Show this morning, so I'm aware of the story.
It is a true thing. And
listen.
Do you agree that this is going to be happening more or what? I mean,
I would like to think by May or June people are going to be vaccinated. I'd like to think.
No,
that.
I'm talking about companies and places and being restricted. What if I want to go visit Italy and Italy's government decides?
Oh, that's not where you want to
America,
go right now, brother.
No, but. Hypothetically speaking,
hypothetically.
I want to go to another country,
right?
And that country, country's government says, "By the way, unless you're fully vaccinated, you can't come here." Do you think I want to be denied entry? No. So now I got the card. I feel like card is like life.
Again, I don't want to get too science on you, but getting vaccinated doesn't make you non-contagious.
I know that. But that aside,
so
I did
Italy,
it for all
Italy,
the...
Italy may not want you coming there because you could still bring the virus.
I know, but what I'm saying is...
Wasn't that public
companies,
enemy? Bring the virus!
You're not understanding what I'm saying, Brody. You just want to continue noise. I'm letting you know that...
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
For
yes.
that reason is why I'm in. That reason.
Thank you, Sharks.
And I know it's a terrible reason to want to get this.
I got vaccinated so I can get better seats at a basketball game. I don't even watch basketball.
You know, you say that now until you can't see the fucking Mets front row. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you it's going to happen.
You have to be vaccinated to go to the Met game. You have to be. They already announced it.
There you go.
So, but that's not why I'm getting vaccinated. I want to live. that's
okay.
really, I think, choice number one I would like to not die.
I'm doing it to get people off my ass.
And then right below that, the Met game. It's close. I like your priorities. I want to be able to go to brunch. I want to be able to go to get better seats at a concert. I want to be able to go to Italy.
It's the blue check mark of life. It's right. Like it's like a badge. Yeah, it's okay. Like that blue verified mark. Anyway, all right.
All right. I'm going to give you two examples of David Brody getting yelled at. Would you like the I'm going to give you the short one or the long one?
Yeah.
Cuz I wasn't wrong in either one. I'm going to give you the home decor store how I got yelled at.
Go ahead.
And you tell me how you would have handled it. Cuz I did get a little back, but okay. So I'm at a floor and decor. It's a big store. They sell flooring and decor, like tiles for your tub, your bath, your shower, whatever, flooring. So they've got, the registers are set up where they're like, they're little islands. There's no countertop. They're just registers and a plexiglass, and there's no place to put your stuff down. You hand them the stuff, they ring it, and they hand it back to you, right? And then each little island of registers is back-to-back like gas pumps. You know the gas pump is you pull on either side?
Yeah.
So the registers are like register 1-2, register 3-4, register 5-6, like that. So register 1-2 is open, and register 3-4 is open. Okay, there's a line from register 1-2 all the way to the back of the back of the store.
A one two
check. There's a line from register 3-4 all the way in the back. Okay, now. I'm on the 1-2 line. I wait my turn. I've got a couple of returns to do. I bought some tile. It didn't match. I'm bringing it back. I picked up some samples. We didn't like the way they looked. So I get on the line, the 1-2 line, and I notice that on the 3-4 line, the 3-4 people are either going to the next 3-4 register or they're going to the 2 register because between my line and their line is a floor display, like a little island of tile, right? That right. Separates line 1-2 with line 3-4. The line 3-4 people think that they can go to the next open register. Now, they have access to the second, like, register 2. That you can't stand on line for register 2 because there's island of tile,
right?
Right? Which is closer to me, and so they have a wider berth. A wider space that they can either go to 3-4 or 2, but we can only go to 1 unless we make an angle and go to 2. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right? I notice our line is moving slower. Why? Because the other line is going to 3-4 and register 2. Okay? So, I am third in line. I see a guy from line 3-4 go to register 2. The woman in front of me, I say, do you want to go to register 2? No, I'm going to go to register 1. So I go and walk over to register 2. Because if we're splitting, I'm next. Does that make sense?
That so far, so good.
Okay. So the guy who is second in line on register 1, he's waiting to be rung up. So he's like ready to go. He turns around and says, hey, asshole, there's a fucking line.
To you?
To me. So I don't think he's talking to me. So I'm ignoring him because I don't know he's talking to me. He goes, you asshole with the blue mask on. There's a fucking line behind you. So he thinks I just walked up. So nobody is mad at me because I've now realized we've got two registers to choose from. He says, this woman was ahead of you. So I said, would you tell him I didn't cut you? She says, he didn't cut me. No, he went behind you and jumped on the line.
What?
Sir.
You didn't do that.
I said, I waited on the line. Bullshit, you waited on the line. I said, look, sir, no, I don't want to get into a fight. I said, first of all, you're next. I didn't cut you. I didn't cut her. And these people will tell you I was on the line. We have a choice of both registers. The other line was feeding 3 registers and we were feeding 1 register. Oh. I go, I didn't cut the line. I'm a good person. I didn't do that. I don't do that.
You're a pisser.
I said that. I go, I don't know why you're yelling at me. Ugh. I don't want him to hit me, right? So he's like, yeah, fucking bullshit. So I don't say anything, right? So then he goes, you better not say anything. And again, I'm like, So I go, lady, would you tell him I didn't cut the line? Because I think he's going to wait for me at this point. And I'm standing there with a couple of towels in my hand going, this fuck thinks I cut the line. Right? Now, at this point, his mask isn't covering his nose. I wanted to say, you should be right. more concerned with your nose than me cutting the line.
Right, yeah.
I don't say anything.
You didn't say anything.
So he gets to the cashier. He's like, see that fucking guy? He fucking cut the line. So she's looking at me like, I cut the line. I didn't cut the line. So I'm like, I didn't cut the line. So now the manager is over by the door because he's checking receipts. He's looking at me like, I cut the line. I go, I didn't cut the line. I didn't cut. It was like the Jerry Seinfeld episode. The Seinfeld goes, like, no pick. I didn't pick my nose. I'm like, no cut. I didn't cut. And the guy's looking at me like he wants to kill me because I'm lying about cutting the line. And no one on the line wants
I was going
to
say, no one's going
to
vouch for you because this guy's so loud and obnoxious. He's crazy. The guy is borderline nuts.
I'm looking back. So I look back at the line like, why is nobody helping me here?
By the way, they were all witness to the fact that you weren't cutting the line.
Right. So I look back at the line and the guy sees me looking at the line and he goes, yeah, those fucking people. Apologize to them. Those are the people you cut. So my point, even when you try to do the right thing, I sped up my line. I was the line hero. I was the guy splitting the line for everybody.
I know.
I got my ass handed to me for nothing. If I was a different guy, I would have gone at the guy. I'm not that guy. I'm meek. I yell a lot, but I don't fight. I'm not going to go, you want to take it outside? I'm not taking it outside.
No.
I didn't want to go outside. I did my return.
Catch me outside. How about that?
I did my return. I made a left instead of a right where the door was. I made a left and started looking at bathtubs.
Yeah.
I wasn't leaving until I thought that the guy was gone. Because
what a
I
douche. Mean, like, I'm like, what a why? Douche. People are just looking for it. Let me say, people are so pent up that people are acting like real fucking morons because they're all their mental anguish of whatever they've been going through. You know, just breathe a little, people. You know, I don't even go. I stay away from these fucking stores.
But here's the kicker. I was trying to put myself in his place.
What were you? Yeah.
And I'm thinking, if I saw someone cut the line,
yeah,
would I say something?
I don't think you would have been so loud.
No. I have in the past said, excuse me, I don't know if you're aware, but there's a line. But this guy, there was none of that.
Nah.
There was none of that. You cut the fucking line.
Cut the fucking line.
Holy
Jesus
shit.
Christ. You know what?
Thank you for not blaming me, by the way. Because I know the way you are.
No. In this case,
mask.
No. You were the blue mask guy.
You pissed him off wearing the blue mask, Brody. You should have known better.
Oh, man. You know, some people are you just can't control them. You can't tame them. I'll tell you again where you made the mistake.
No, tell me where I made the mistake.
You showed up to Floor and Decor. You spent any of your waking moments at a place called Floor and Decor. That's where you fucked up.
But I needed decor. I needed decor. It's in the title.
Oh, my God. I feel like you give yourself little mini projects just to keep yourself busy. I don't know.
My wife wanted me to get tile for a backsplash.
Oh, my.
You don't have a wife. You don't have to deal with a backsplash.
I don't have a back. I've been telling myself I'm going to put a backsplash in this apartment for the last 12 years.
Well, let me tell you where you should go. Floor and decor.
Of course. I don't know. I just, for some reason, this is not, none of this stuff. I don't think I would ever have these issues because I don't think I would ever put myself in these situations because I would never be wasting my time there. I don't know. How do you do it? How do you spend every week? Do you like plan it every day? Every day you wake up and you're like, okay, today I got to go to Target. I got to go to the UPS store. I got to go to the post office.
Yes. When you have a family and responsibility. Yes. I say, you know what? Saturday from such and such at 12 o'clock until dinner, I'm available. I'm going to go do things for the house.
I don't think I've ever set foot in Lowe's.
You live in a one bedroom apartment.
I've never set foot.
They don't have one bedroom apartment Depot.
I've been to Home Depot. I don't think I've ever
been. You don't have a home.
I don't think I've ever been to a Lowe's. I don't think I've ever been inside one.
And you live near a Lowe's.
I do.
You do live near. Listen.
I go to Target if I have to, but I order shit online. I don't know. I like stuff sent to me.
Here's the problem with ordering online. My wife sends me text messages with, she sees the tiles she likes. She sends me four pictures of tiles she likes. Oh, they're teal blue. They'll go great with the gray kitchen. These are the three I like. So I go to Floor and Decor and I go to pick them out. You know what? None of them look like the picture. You know why? Well, the lighting on your phone, the lighting of our pictures, you never can tell. You can't see the way it looks. You have to be able to, if you're Floor and Decor, You have to be able to find a way to make the colors wrong so they match when you get there.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you have to pre-correct it. Meaning get it wrong so it corrects itself in person.
That the camera people don't know what kind of phone I have and they all look different. I get that. But they weren't even close. Like these look solid teal. And when I got there, they were like little stripes of multicolors that if they were 20 feet away, you might think they were teal. But up close, they were horrific. Horrifically bad.
Camera's playing tricks on you.
That reminds me of something else. Bobblehead dolls. Can we talk about bobblehead dolls for a second?
Yeah.
Speaking of things that don't look like they're supposed to.
They never look like. I have a bobblehead doll of me. It doesn't look like me, but
Elvis bought us all bobblehead dolls many years ago.
That's the one I'm talking about.
If you looked at mine and looked at yours, you could tell which one was me. But it doesn't look like me. Yours doesn't look like you.
No.
However, hear me out. My bobblehead doll, although it looks like maybe 55% like me, it looks exactly like someone on the planet. Right?
Yes.
Somebody looks exactly like my bobblehead. If I go to a Mets game and I get a Pete Alonso bobblehead, it doesn't look like Pete Alonso.
No.
It looks like somebody. Somebody looks just like that bobblehead.
Yeah.
So what I want to know is, if you can make that bobblehead look like someone that sort of looks like Pete Alonso, then why can't you try to make it look like someone who doesn't look like Pete Alonso and have it end up looking like Pete Alonso?
So same concept here. You're creating the correct, right. You're correcting it ahead of time.
Right.
Like, the picture's online versus going in the store.
If you make the bobblehead,
make it
the mouth
wrong.
Is always
make
bigger,
it wrong.
The ears are always smaller, then make the ears bigger and the mouth smaller than what you think it should look like.
These are the questions to ponder.
Why don't they laser print them? You can't make a bobblehead in 2021. You can put a rover on Mars, but you can't make a bobblehead that looks like a player. It looks like him.
Oh my God, what a great idea for the merch store.
Bobbleheads for all of us? No. That's not bobbleheads of us. Of what? What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Pete Alonso? Polar bear?
I don't know. I feel like we need a bobblehead.
2019 rookie of the year? League in home runs?
Oh my God. All right.
Sorry. Can we give some shout outs while we're here? I want to shout out Mandy Mill, who posted a picture. We love when you send us pictures wearing the merch. She's wearing the FU Abe 77 jersey. She took it upon herself to cut the neck out to make it more comfortable. She just sport the new shirt. Love it. So comfy. Fantastic. I want to read the steak dinner ones in a minute. We got some steak dinner. Who's this from? I can't read it. Oh, Monster Donut Pants sent us a picture of herself wearing the...
They're getting the vaccine and going to Krispy Kreme. Monster Donut Pants.
Oh, yeah. All right. So she's not the case, though. She sent us a picture of herself wearing the hashtag sweatshirt and the Brooklyn Boys tank top. Looking great in that. Shout out to Jess W816, who sent us pictures of herself wearing the FU Abe 77 shirt and the hashtag shirt. And I also want to shout out to Melanie Johnson, Nafuma, at Nafuma.
Yeah.
She's got your hat, the Scary Jones FU Abe 77 hat.
Yep.
You should love her for that.
I do.
Gotta love David Cito. David, my man. So he bought a bunch of stuff.
You just my manned him.
I did, because I'm not a racist. He's white. So I'm a man him. And last time he posted pictures of himself wearing our merchandise. And he's the guy who said he wanted to buy enough that his wife wouldn't get mad at him.
Yeah.
Little David Cito. Well, last time he posted pictures and they were all mirror imaged, which is lazy.
Right.
So this time he flipped them all.
So this way you get the logo that looks right.
Right.
Yeah.
He took a picture of himself with the mirror behind him.
Yeah.
So that the FU Abe 77 was straight. And he also got the hashtag shirt. So far, nobody has sent us pictures of themselves wearing the red pepperoni shirt.
Or the Slice for Life shirt.
Now,
yeah.
I've been told by our guy, we got a guy, that those red ones and the Slice shirts were the last ones to be printed. So you should have them, if you should have them already.
Oh,
we
boy.
Expect to see you guys
Your family's
put pictures
home.
Up. Family's home. The
so
dog's barking.
Listen, somebody texted into us or emailed us actually, thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Go ahead.
Hey, Ozonator is shit. Brody, do not use the Ozonator. I am a pool guy of 10 years now and those are junk.
For the hot tub?
Use bromine tablets in a floater and you will never have a problem. And trust me, that's from a pool guy. All right, so there you go.
So
there's
just so you know, pool guy, I do use bromine tablets in the floater But the ozonator allegedly keeps the chemicals lasting longer. I've noticed that to be the truth. It oxidizes the water.
A very nice email from Christy Kredge saying thank you. Hey, Brooklyn Boys, finally caught up, was able to listen to today's episode after it was released. And I just want to say thank you for continuing to do the show in spite of the challenges of doing it from home. Thankfully, Skiri has $497,000 worth of equipment to make it work. Seriously, though, the last year has been a wild ride and we're not quite on the other side yet. Listening to you guys is such a bright spot for me and just want you to know how much I appreciate you both for giving us new content, even when it's not always easy. I know you have vacation coming up soon. Yes, we do. Week of April 5th. I know you have, and I hope you both enjoy a well-deserved break. I listened to previous episodes while you are away. Stay safe and healthy. Slice for life, Christy. So, Christy, yes, truth be told, and this is a reminder for everybody, please, 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 especially when you got some free time and we're on vacation,
drink responsibly.
No, listen to old episodes and ones you may have missed, especially the one. Do an active search, because I guarantee there are ones with little dots next to them that you're like, okay, Oh shit, I've missed that one.
Very good. Also, next week I'm going to give you an update on the post office prick. Remember the guy who kept bending my envelope?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a fight with him again.
Again?
Yep. Not my
fault.
You
went back
in? Not my fault. It's the post office. I had to go.
Oh God, I'd go to the next town after you what you put him through last time.
Hit the song.
Jesus. Ooh, baby. You should take your packages. You know where they? You should take them.
Yeah, go ahead.
To Brooklyn! And they'll bust your shit.
Boys from Brooklyn!
Unless it was you, you look for a peaceful way out, you snowflake.
They're going to hit it with a fucking hammer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.